twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow heads and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes, it moves a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack. Fuck it, man, in the meantime, go ahead and pump a bag. This my Regal Royal flow, my jeans.
Yo, what up? What it do? Cypher Supreme Ra in the building, man. Let's get right into it, man. We're going to talk about Power. We're going to talk about the spinoffs, and I'm going to throw in a couple of spoilers and stuff like that. Not often I watch TV, man. I'm not really a big TV dude, but I do have a favorite show. And when I do watch TV, guess what that show is? Power. And if it's not basketball or boxing, two of my favorite sports, I'm usually not even watching TV. I'm just working and chilling or whatever, reading. So how did I get into Power, man? Somebody suggested that I watched it, and I watched it, and I binge-watched it over the couple of weeks or so. And instantly started liking it. And I started tuning in faithfully every week for each episode or whatever the case may be. Then I started like, man, I can't wait till next week. I started finding ways to jump ahead and watch them and stuff. So, you know, not that I'm going to spoil everything for everybody or nothing like that, but I am going to try to give y'all some clues and stuff like that and let y'all know what's going on and what's cooking with that show. And this is for all the Power fans. So I figure I'd do a podcast about that today. So, Grand Rising, everybody, thanks for joining. So, Power is a very interesting episode with some very interesting characters. Some you love, some you hate, some you really loved, and a lot of them got, you know, taken out this season. You know, over the past, I would say, two seasons, some of our favorite characters have been knocked off. And some of the ones you hate the most are going to make it to the bloody end. And even some of them will make it into other areas of Power, which are the spinoffs. Let's get into the spinoffs. There are three spinoffs that will be produced by Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent. They pitched that deal sometime last year. And they'll be having those episodes coming out pretty soon in 2020. I know that the first spinoff will be starring alongside a few others. It will be Mary J. Blige. That's one of the new faces. What her role is, I do not know. But it should be pretty interesting. But she has signed on to be a part of that spinoff, which will be called Ghost Book 2, Power Book 2 Ghost. It's called Power Book 2 Ghost. And another interesting spinoff will kind of go back in the past. Power Book 2 is going into the future. It's more focused on the development of Tyreek, Michael Rainey Jr.'s character. I'm sorry to let y'all know, Tyreek ain't dying. He ain't dying. So it's gonna really develop his character, really go more in depth into the mind of Tyreek, what he ends up doing and what he's getting into in the future. Also, it'd basically just pick up where Power ends at, so to speak. So it should be pretty interesting on how that show goes on. A lot of people say they don't want to watch it if he's the star of it. A lot of people hate Tyreek. I don't disagree with you. He's done a good job to make his character believable. And Amari Hardwick has really worked with him throughout the Power season, this final season, to bring out a lot in Tyreek's character and help it develop and make it so believable so you hate him so much. He has been doing a fantastic job, and he's ready to come out and bust out his shell and carry a series of his own. I think people say they're not going to watch it, but I'm telling you, you're going to want to watch these spinoffs. Now, you guys are going to have to go back to piece together some things from season one and season two. All right? Just check out a few episodes. And I'm saying that for a reason, because you'll have a better understanding if you have just started watching Power maybe a few seasons back. You might want to go all the way back. And just for the sake of the last five episodes, which we'll get into in a second. Now, we know about the second spinoff. That's going to go into the past slightly. It's going to go back into where Ghost had to go live with Tommy and his moms. What happened with his dad, Curtis. What happened with his moms. It's going to talk about how him and Breeze, how Breeze took him under his wing, which they talk about Breeze in a few episodes in the beginning of Power, and they also talked about Breeze for a little bit in season 10. You will find out the history of really, probably they'll talk about how he met Tasha after Angela, how he got down in the streets, how Ghost got his reputation, and how Kanan was the right hand man of Breeze, and how he pretty much developed Tommy and Ghost, and how he eventually came up in the game. And it'll probably also go more in depth on how he had got Kanan locked up when before him and Tommy took over the streets. And then that's gonna really make you want to start over and watch Power again from season one. So that sounds pretty damn interesting to me, man. I would like to see some fresh, new, young actors get an opportunity to play a Ghost and Tommy. It'll be a young Ghost and it'll be a young Tommy, or a younger Ghost and a younger Tommy. And I think 50 Cent will probably probably be himself, because, you know, Kanan's character is a little bit older than Ghost and Tommy. He pretty much is like their big brother or like an uncle type figure for him. And I think they got some pretty good characters in there, too. Not just about Breeze, but you'll get to learn more about that and why he had to do what he had to do to Breeze, and how he's been manipulated and things of that nature with Breeze. He actually had a lot of love for Breeze. And so if he loved you so much, why did he kill him? We'll figure that out when those episodes start to come out and develop. But I think the final finale for Power Season 6, Episode 15, will be February the 9th. And I think the first spinoff will come out February the 11th, actually, of 2020. Let's talk about these five episodes, you know, without me saying too much. A lot of people have been trying to spoil it. I've even seen YouTubers try to upload, I don't know how they got the footage, but they tried to upload episode 11 from season 6. That was crazy. And like, I seen like 6 YouTubers get their account deleted for that shit. Now, we know that this can change very easily, because, you know, Courtney Kemp, she be on her shit. You know, everybody be trying to leak stuff here and there, but I ain't trying to really leak nothing. But I am going to put these last episodes together and let y'all flip that and chop it up and use y'all own imagination as we go. Episode 11 will be titled Still Dre. Still Dre, that will be surrounding a day in the life with Dre and what happened from the time he got released from jail. I'm just assuming, but I'm not going to give away nothing else. Episode 12 is called He Always Wins. He Always Wins. This is right after the Steel Dre. That'll be following the next week. Then after the Always Wins, episode 13 is called It's All Your Fault. Then episode 14 is called The Reversal of Fortune. Reversal of Fortune. Now get this, people. Episode 15 will be titled Exactly As We Plan. That's the name of the episode. Exactly As We Plan. Damn, it's kind of deep. So after these episodes, I heard all type of things. They'll talk about the suspects involved in it. They'll go with Dre. Then maybe Tommy. Then other people who y'all think might have killed them were led up to the ghost. Did I say killed? I mean shot ghost or whatever the case may be. It's going to be interesting, man. That's all I can say, the least. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a pretty interesting last 5 episodes. So y'all got to wait to January 5th to check them out live and in action. But I will be following a lot of different stories and what they want to do with these new projects and what they're doing and what you can expect from season 6 from Power in the near future. So let me know what y'all think, man. Y'all can hit me up in my voice message and let me know what y'all think about Mary J. Blige being in one of the new spinoffs. One of the new spinoffs being surrounded by the evolution of Tyreek, which is Michael Rennie Jr. character. And what do y'all think about that? And what do y'all think about the titles of the last 5 episodes? And who do y'all think shot Ghost? And why do they feel like they have to shoot Ghost? And why, what was the relevancy of Ghost getting shot and falling down in his own bar or his own club called Truth? All right, that's it for now. This is part 1 of Power spinoffs and spoilers. Part 2 be coming at you very shortly. Till next time, peace and blessings, and thank you for listening.